Well, this morning we've been updating you on this fatal shooting, which has shut down the famous Champs-Élysées thoroughfare in Paris. In the last few hours, French police say that one policeman has been shot dead, two others have been wounded when a single gunman fired on a police patrol before trying to escape. Reports suggest the suspected attacker has now been killed by security forces. The shooting happened as presidential candidates made their last pitches on TV before the first round of the French presidential elections on Sunday. Brett Mason is the Europe correspondent for SBS. He's at the scene in central Paris. Brett, thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Fran.
We were speaking earlier with French journalist Jean-Marc Chollet as this was all unfolding. Has it been confirmed the attacker himself has been shot dead?
It has in the last few moments. Quite a chaotic scene down here, as you would probably appreciate. There are around 10 to 15,000 police and soldiers on the streets here this evening, regardless, given that that presidential election is now just a few days away. And we have had it confirmed that what appears to have happened is a lone gunman. There was some confusion. Eyewitnesses told me there may have been two, but police seem to believe that there was one. He has pulled up a vehicle near a police van and opened fire, wounding two officers. Both now have unfortunately passed away. Officers return fire, fatally wounding the suspect. That is the very latest information we've been told here at the scene. But the timing of this really designed to cause fear and panic, given that we're now just 3 days away from the presidential election.
Sure. Just a status report on the police. I've been getting different reports all through the morning about whether the second policeman is still alive or is dead. You're there on the scene. You're saying now that two policemen are dead?
That's what we're being told by French police on the scene in the last few moments, that the second wounded police officer has passed away, but obviously still an unfolding situation. And police are right now carrying out a raid, a search of the suspect's property. They seem to have established who he is very, very quickly, and they're acting on that information. We were filming only a few blocks away when this happened, and we're on the scene as it was unfolding. And after a few moments, the police suddenly got into their vehicles and took off towards the east of the Champs-Élysées very, very quickly. And it now seems as though that they had established who that attacker was, and they were going to try and find out more information about him and search his property.
Okay. Donald Trump has already labelled this a terrorist attack in public. Are French authorities describing it in these terms?
In the last few moments, again, we've been updated on the scene that the French authorities are investigating this as a terrorist incident. They're very careful given the political nature now of this incident. They wanted to establish the facts, and we've been told in the last few moments that they are investigating this as a terror incident.
And this is, of course, takes on particular import as it comes just days ahead of the first round of the presidential election. Have any of the candidates spoken out yet with this information?
Not yet. As you mentioned earlier, they are all 11 of them taking part in a live television debate. And that's what we were filming, people watching that as this attack happened. I was in Marseille this morning where the police said an imminent violent terror attack was foiled there. They arrested two suspects. And the mood there at a Marine Le Pen rally was that people were very, very concerned that there may well be another attack. There may be more plots that the police didn't know about. Mm. And now, just 12 hours after that, we have this incident here. But it must be said, the mood here on the street in Paris really is, and myself too, which is quite frightening given the fact that it is that area. I think about 300,000 people pass through every day. But
yeah,
we've been reporting on so many incidents, it's now become quite normal. People are carrying out their business here as though nothing of this sort of magnitude has really actually happened.
Interesting, isn't it? And it's a single, but this is another lone gunman, it would seem, anyway, if it does turn out to be terrorism. Brett, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Brett Mason is the Europe correspondent for SBS at the scene, as you heard, in central Paris.